Krishna Book, Canto 11, Jarasandha, Chapter 73, Scene 2. 20,800 imprisoned kings pray to Lord Krishna. Dear Lord Krishna, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Master of all demigods, you can immediately remove all your devotees' pangs because your devotees are fully surrendered unto you. O dear Lord Krishna, O eternal deity of transcendental bliss and knowledge, you are imperishable, and we offer our respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. It is by your causeless mercy that we have been released from the imprisonment of Jarasandha. But now we pray unto you to release us from the imprisonment within this illusory energy of material existence. Please, therefore, stop our continuous cycle of birth and death. For we now have sufficient experience of the miserable material condition of life in which we are fully absorbed, and having tasted its bitterness, we have come to take shelter under your lotus feet. Dear Lord Krishna, O killer of the demon Madhu, we can now clearly see that Jarasandha was not at fault in the least, for it is actually by your causeless mercy that we were bereft of our kingdoms because we were very proud of calling ourselves rulers and kings. Any ruler or king who becomes too puffed up with false prestige and power does not get the opportunity to understand his real constitutional position and eternal life. Such foolish so-called rulers and kings become falsely proud of their position under the influence of your illusory energy. They are just like a foolish person who considers a mirage in the desert to be a reservoir of water. Foolish persons think that their material possessions will give them protection, and those who are engaged in sense gratification falsely accept this material world as a place of eternal enjoyment. O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, we must admit that before this, we were puffed up with our material opulences, and because we were all envious of each other and wanted to conquer one another, we all engaged in fighting for supremacy, even at the cost of sacrificing the lives of many citizens. This is the disease of political power. As soon as a king or a nation becomes rich in material opulences, it wants to dominate other nations by military aggression. Similarly, mercantile men want to monopolize a certain type of business and control other mercantile groups. Degraded by false prestige and infatuated by material opulences, human society, instead of striving for Krishna consciousness, creates havoc and disrupts peaceful living. Thus, men naturally forget the real purpose of life, which is to attain the favor of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O Lord, we were simply engaged in the abominable task of killing citizens and alluring them to be unnecessarily killed just to satisfy our own political whims. We did not consider that your lordship is always present before us in the form of cruel death. And we were so fooled that we became the cause of death for others, forgetting our own impending death. But, dear Lord Krishna, the retaliation of the time element, which is simply your representative, is simply insurmountable. The time element is so strong that no one can escape its influence. Therefore, we have received the reactions of our atrocious activities, and we are now bereft of all opulences and stand before you like street beggars. We consider our position to be your causeless, unalloyed mercy upon us, because now we can understand that we were falsely proud and that our material opulences could be withdrawn from us within a second by your will. So by your causeless mercy only, we are now able to think of your lotus feet. This is our greatest gain. Dear Lord Krishna, it is known to everyone that this body is a breeding ground of diseases. Now we are sufficiently aged, and instead of being proud of our bodily strength, we are getting weaker day by day. We are no longer interested in sense gratification or the false happiness derived through this material body. By your grace, we have now come to the conclusion that hankering after such material happiness is just like searching for water in a desert mirage. We are no longer interested in the results of our pious activities, such as performing great sacrifices in order to be elevated to the heavenly planets. We now understand that such elevation to a higher material standard of life in the heavenly planets may sound very relishable, but actually there cannot be any happiness within this material world. We pray for your lordship to favor us by instructing us how to engage in the transcendental loving service of your lotus feet, so that we may never forget our eternal relationship with your lordship. We do not want liberation from the entanglement of material existence. By your will, we may take birth in any species of life. It does not matter. We simply pray that we may never forget your lotus feet under any circumstances. Dear Lord Krishna, we now surrender unto your lotus feet by offering our respectful obeisances unto you, because you are the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Son of Vasudeva. You are the Supersoul in everyone's heart, and you are Lord Hari, who can take away all miserable conditions of material existence. Dear Lord Krishna, your name is Govinda, the reservoir of all pleasure. One who is engaged in satisfying your senses automatically satisfies his or her own senses also. Therefore, you are known as Govinda. Dear Lord Krishna, you are ever famous, for you can put an end to all the miseries of your devotees. Please, therefore, accept us as your surrendered servants. Thus ends Chapter 73, Scene 2, 20,800 Imprisoned Kings Pray to Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Chita Atapa Bhata Barishana Edina Jamini Jagire Vipale Sevanu Kripana Durajana Chapala Sukalaba Lagire Chita Tapa Bhata Barishana Edina Jamini Jagire Vipale Sevanu Kripana Durajana Chapala Sukhalaba Lagire Chapala Sukhalaba Lagire Chapala Sukhalaba Lagire.
Both in the day and at night, I remain sleepless, suffering the pains of heat and cold, wind and rain. For a fraction of flickering happiness, I have uselessly served wicked and miserly men.